Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Ronald Reagan used the pulpit provided by the Oval Office to speak out on behalf of the unborn through his 8 years as president. In 1983, he authored an essay in the pro-life quarterly journal Human Life Review. Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation was subsequently printed separately, and the book has been read and quoted widely. President Reagan eloquently summed up the tragedy of abortion on demand, and it's amazing just how relevant his words still are today. As President Reagan wrote, "Despite the formidable obstacles before us, we must not lose heart. This is not the first time our country has been divided by a Supreme Court decision that denied the value of certain human lives. The Dred Scott decision of 1857 was not overturned in a day or a year or even a decade. At first, only a minority of Americans recognized and deplored the moral crisis brought about by denying the full humanity of our black brothers and sisters. But that minority persisted in their vision and finally prevailed. They did it by appealing to the hearts and minds of their countrymen, to the truth of human dignity under God. From their example, we know that respect for the sacred value of human life is too deeply ingrained in the hearts of our people to remain forever suppressed. But the great majority of the American people have not yet made their voices heard, and we cannot expect them to, any more than the public voice rose against slavery, until the issue is clearly framed and presented." He asks, what then is the real issue? President Reagan notes that when we talk about abortion, we're talking about two lives involved, the life of the mother and the life of her unborn child. Reagan writes, "I have also said that anyone who doesn't feel sure whether we are talking about a second human life should clearly give life the benefit of the doubt. If you don't know whether a body is alive or dead, you would never bury it. I think this consideration itself should be enough for all of us to insist on protecting the unborn." The case against abortion does not rest here, however, for medical practice confirms at every step the correctness of these moral sensibilities. Modern medicine treats the unborn child as a patient. Medical pioneers have made great breakthroughs in treating the unborn for genetic problems, vitamin deficiencies, irregular heart rhythms, and other medical conditions. Who can forget George Will's moving account of the little boy who underwent brain surgery 6 times during the 9 weeks before he was born? Who is the patient if not that tiny unborn human being who can feel pain when he or she is approached by doctors who come to kill rather than to cure? With the wisdom of King Solomon, President Reagan questioned the prevailing legal opinion that the unborn child is not a separate human being. If science and medicine can recognize the unborn child is a living human being, why then is he or she expendable? If medicine recognizes the unborn child as a patient, why is abortion legal? President Reagan never doubted the life of the unborn child. He believed that science and medicine would one day reflect the truth that the unborn child is a living human being capable of feeling pain. President Reagan also believed that the American people would recognize the truth about abortion. A nation cannot continue to ignore the plight of its weakest, most vulnerable citizens. One day, all unborn children will be protected by the law and welcomed in life. Tomorrow, we'll continue our week-long look at President Reagan's essay, Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation. All of this week's episodes are available at our website, www.prolifeperspective.com. I encourage you to share this week's episodes with your friends and neighbors. Download the links and forward them on.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.